Good morning. We are following up on the issue of throwing food, and our question today is the minhag of throwing candies, for example, at a chassan when he gets his aliyah at the ofruf. Is that a good minhag or is not a good minhag? And we're talking from the perspective of throwing and wasting food. So I'm looking here in the Sefer Eitz HaSadeh, and he says as follows, that there are people who are noeg to throw on the chassan when he goes up to have the maftir aliyah, the Shabbos before his chassan, and they throw tzimukim, raisins. We don't do that anymore. We're just throwing candies nowadays, egozim, shkedim, different types of nuts, umine, mesika, and sweets. That's what we do. Taktani melakti mosam, and the young children come, they collect it, and they love it, they trade it, they eat it. It's great when there is an ofruf in shul. So the Shulchan Ezer says that indeed this is a minhag to throw candies, and the kids collect it, and even some tzaddikim, even gedolim, they were makbi to collect the candies when it would land next to them. And minhag Yisrael Torah, that's the minhag, and that is what we do, and there is a basis, or at least we see that that's what is done. It must be a good thing. Now, continuing, he says as follows, Kasuap Hoskim Shalo Yafe Osim Azorkim Tzimukim. It's not good if you're throwing tzimukim, if you're throwing raisins. Why? Because those are soft and can get ruined. So as we started out last time, when it comes to throwing of food is not prohibited unless it falls in two categories. Number one, regular food that can get ruined. So here he's saying that these are tzimukim, these are raisins, anything soft and that can get ruined, there's a prohibition to throw it. And we talked about bread also, even if it's not going to get ruined, there are poskim or machmir when it comes to bread. That is not what we are talking about. Now, just a side point, but an interesting point, we're talking about throwing candies and the like at a chassan. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Chaim Kanievsky as well, they said that some people throw candies at well on a bar mitzvah boy when he has an aliyah, and there is not a basis for that. We have a basis for throwing candy at a chassan, but a chassan and only a chassan. Apparently, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, people throwing at the bar mitzvah boy took it from the ofruf situation, throwing it at the chassan, but there is no real basis for throwing at a bar mitzvah, only at an ofruf. Now, continuing, there are other minhagim. This is the classic minhag of throwing it at the chassan when he has his aliyah at the ofruf, but there are other people, some who have the minhag, that they throw when the kala comes into the house for the first time. People would throw chitim and the like, which is like wheat kernels, and shkedim and almonds and orez and rice when she would come into the house. So the poskim say shetzarek lahapi lezorka b'makom naki ulechabda macharchak. Because of the waste of food, you have to be careful only to throw it in a clean place and clean it up afterward. Use it afterward so that you are not wasting the food. The Pesach Advir brings a similar minhag, but it wasn't other people throwing the food, throwing these types of items at the kala, but it was the chassan himself would throw it at his kala's on her head. It was for a siman tov, so he would throw shkedim, orez, etc. That was a siman tov, siman bracha, and they would fall on the floor. So that was the minhag, and the Pesach Advir says that you have to be very careful to clean it up so it can be used afterwards, you're not wasting, or it's preferable would be to just throw very little of the rice, for example, davar muat. Why? Because the Magen Avraham and the Taz say that the davar muat lecha lemichash libur ochlim, if it's just a little bit, then we are not concerned about the waste of food. So if you're going to be doing this, fulfilling these minhagim or these practices, just use a little bit. Either throw it in a clean place and clean it up and use it afterward, or just throw a tiny amount so it's not a problem of wasting food. So that's where we are right now. And to continue, Vidano Poskis Manenu, the Poskim, we've been talking about throwing of candies and throwing of nuts and the like. The Poskim talk about what is oftentimes used nowadays called a peklach, which is a bag full of sweets or mizonos, actually. You put waffles in there, the Israeli waffelim, those are a type of a cookie. So those are put into the bag. Is that okay or is that not okay? Because you're now throwing a mizono. So Rev Eliashiv was actually machmir on this, throwing the peklach on the chassan when there were mine ugiyot or waflim chadoma, when it had a mizonos, either cookies or waffles inside it. He said that cannot be done. If you want to throw candies, it's one thing, but throwing a mizonos, cookies and the like, that, he said, should not be done. Nonetheless, the Tshuva Shevet HaKahati does say that there may be certain bases to be lenient. He brings different rationales to be lenient. For example, if the mizonos inside is less than a kazayas, or each waffle is less than a kazayas, so that should be okay. So each one is less than a kazayas, but aren't you mitzarfs them together? Aren't you going to gather them together? So he says also another rationale to be lenient is it's inside a sakit. It's inside a baggie, and because of that, it's protected. So that should be another basis to be lenient, and there are other things included in there as well. And when it comes, if it's vafalim, it's really not something you can be kovea suda on it, so it's not like it looks like bread, that we have to be more machmir. Concern then is that we don't waste it, but not that it is bread. As we said, there's a distinction. Bread, there are those who are machmir, even if it's not going to get ruined, but non-bread items, only if it's going to get ruined. So we could say certain mizonoses we have to be machmir on if it looks like bread, it has the tzura of bread, it has the form of bread, but a waffle doesn't have the form of bread, and accordingly there's a basis to be lenient. So there we have it in a nutshell, the minhag of throwing candies at the chassan during his ofruf. So throwing items, as long as it's not going to get ruined, like, as we said, raisins are soft and could get ruined, that would be a problem. But otherwise, if it's not going to get ruined, then it would be okay. That is the minhag, unless we have things that are mizonos category that we may be more machmir on, according to Rav Eliashiv, and that should not be done. So best is just stick with the soft candies. That's other issue is to be throwing hard things at people that could be hurtful to them. So just use the fruit gems or whatever the common thing nowadays that are soft candies. That would be the preferred route to go. Have a wonderful day.